Yesterday was Darrah Williams' first day on the job as Baltimore County's new school superintendent. And right out of the starting gate, he heard from students about problems with bullying and dilapidated buildings. WYPR's John Lee reports.
Williams' first order of business as he came through the conference room door at school headquarters was to apologize to the dozen middle and high school students who had been rounded up to meet with him.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hey. I know, I'm sorry. It's summer break and I said I need to meet some students on my first day. How's everybody?
Good. How are you?
You sure?
Yes.
Okay.
He also admitted to the students he had first day jitters.
I couldn't sleep last night. I really couldn't sleep. I tossed and turned and I got up. I worked out and then I said, okay, Darrah, you can do it. You can do it the first day.
From there, he heard from the students, like Avita Tejano, a rising senior at Western Tech in Catonsville.
I know a lot of schools in the county have deteriorating buildings. Buildings are falling apart. How are you going to address these concerns and these buildings?
Isaiah Patterson, a rising senior at Randallstown High School, had the same complaint.
I know my school personally, Randallstown, is falling apart.
In an interview after his meeting with the students, Williams acknowledged that fixing dilapidated county schools is not something he can do on his own. He has to rely on the county executive, the legislature, and the governor for money to do that.
Facilities just don't change overnight. Like to your point, you got to have the budget, you got to have the funds, you got to have a plan, all of that. And that takes some time. And so we're going to continue to do that work.
But in the meantime, Williams says what he can do is work to improve the teaching and learning in the classroom, no matter the condition of the school.
I want to make sure that is non-negotiable, that we have our students ready and willing to do whatever they need to do after high school.
The students also told Williams something needs to be done about bullying. He heard so much about that from them that Williams wants to call a conference on the issue.
It feels like it needs to happen this year just based on the energy that came from the students around this topic.
A 2017 survey of county students found around 30% of middle and high school students say they don't feel safe in their schools. Williams has a 100-day entry plan for himself so he can get to know the schools, the students, and the staff. He says part of that will be looking at what the data shows when it comes to school security.
Just making sure our schools are safe based on looking at suspension data, for an example.
He says he'll be looking at the data when it comes to student achievement as well. Williams says he plans to visit every school in Baltimore County, all 175 of them, during his first year as superintendent.
And seeing what's really happening, because that's important, what's happening in our schools, what's really happening in our classrooms, and talking to students and staff.
And the students Williams talked to Monday told him they want their views taken seriously as he charts the future course of the Baltimore County Public Schools. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.